Penny Steffen is the president of the board of the SPCA, the Peace Regional SPCA, to be specific. Penny, thank you very much for joining us on the line today. The weather has turned south a little bit, means winter is here, and we need to keep the pets warm. Comments on the fact that, well, pets are just as susceptible to cold as the humans are.
Yes, that is so true. We do need to keep our companion animals safe when the temperatures start to plummet like they have been in the last few days.
What are some of the key components to help keep the pets at least comfortable, especially the outside pets, where they're out probably more than they should?
Right. No, there is some dogs, you know, there is certain breeds of dogs that are very capable of being outdoor dogs, but we still need to make sure that they have some of their needs met so that they can actually, you know, do well with the temperatures. Some of the things that we can do for our companion animals is to make sure that they have extra food when the temperatures start to get low. The extra energy and stuff that they have from their nutrition will help them stay warm. And then also making sure that they have some fresh water as well. We want to make sure that they're, you know, not eating snow, that they can actually get a good drink of water. For any of the outside dogs, a heated water bowl is very handy to have at this time of the year.
Another thing that seems to be right now is bedding, if I'm not mistaken, because blankets sometimes can be a detriment.
Yes, that is so true. We want to make sure that we have something like straw. It's a lot better than blankets because blankets will tend to soak up some of that moisture, and then it just turns into a giant ice block for them. So that's not very comfortable for them to sleep in. So a decent-sized dog house, usually if you can have a dog house that's big enough for your dog to stand up and turn around in, and then just making sure that there is some straw for good bedding in there to keep them warm.
How easy is it? I know this sounds really sad, but how easy is it to ignore the pets when they have to go outside either for a long period of time or just to do their business?
Yeah, we want to make sure that they are getting out on a regular basis like they would even when the weather is nice. You know, making sure that you kind of keep a close eye on them when they do get outside, especially if your pet is not used to being outdoors. You'll see that their feet get cold very quickly in their ears. So you just want to make sure that you kind of remember that they are outside. Just keep a close eye on them, making sure that they're able to tolerate the cooler weather. I know when it starts getting to minus 40, even some of the large breed dogs, their feet will tend to get cold and they'll be lifting their paws up, you know, wanting to come in. So just making sure that you don't see any signs of discomfort or distress when you send your pet outside, but just keeping a very close eye on them and making sure that they can come in when they start getting cold after they've done their business outside.
Tips to keep the pets safe. Obviously, we'd love Mother Nature to bring the temperature up a little bit, but winter is definitely happening in the Peace region. The biggest message, I guess, is just to keep an eye on the pets, make sure they're safe, make sure they're warm, make sure they're just as capable of, you know, doing their business outside and saying, oh, I'd love to cozy up by the fire, please.
Yes, no, that's true. We want to make sure that, you know, that they don't spend too much time outside. If you do have an outdoor dog, like I said, making sure that they have a nice dog house or some straw that they can sleep in. Some other things just to be mindful is some of our dogs that have like long hair on their feet, making sure that you trim that hair back, because sometimes like the snow will build like ice up in there and that's a little bit uncomfortable between their toes. And then just making sure if you are taking your pet out for a walk, some of our de-icer salts and stuff are not comfortable on the pads of their feet, so just doing a quick wipe if you've taken them for a walk on the sidewalk or something that someone has used some salt on there, just to wipe it off a little bit, and trimming off that excess hair will be helpful as well. And then just another thing is this, now is the time of year that we'll see lots of cats climbing in under the hood of a warm vehicle. So just making sure maybe just do a quick tap on the top of your hood before you drive away if you tend to have some stray cats living around your area. just do a quick tap on your hood before you start it up.
Penny Steffen is the president of the board of Peace Regional SPCA. Penny, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Keith. I appreciate it.